我。And so now you see a difference between me and my channel. Yes? Now, I'm up here. I'm working this body like a puppet. Pretty good, huh? Yeah. So, in the end, and you know, my inn can last for several hundred years. In the end, what I have come to talk to you about is why you are lost and ready to find your place. And you know, you should find your place. You are divine beings. Divine. Consciousness and energy is creating reality in your life. You're so analogical with your stuff, you don't see that you're making it happen until we move you out of it and ask you to focus on an odd thing. And then it happens, you go, oh my God, I am creating my reality. There has to be a beginning, and someone has to tolerate that. I do it really well. So, my mission then is to find you. I was poking around in those coals. Thought about, why is it I can't take my whole army with me? But one day I will. So many people just wanted to have a home. Wanted to have children. They want to have orchards and cattle and black-faced sheep and all those things. They never saw where the gold meets the blue. That was our times 35,000 years ago. And so, you know, and you know, what do you think of that? You know, that radical religion of Muhammad that promises all those crazy people, 1,000 virgins, what God gave his daughters to be raped and molested by a bunch of idiots. Does that make sense to you? No. Cannon fodder of a different myth. That's all that is. But here we are, and me, Rabtha, I'll never become your guru, for it's not mine to be. Nor do we know so much we would ever, ever follow that tragic part of history. People ask you to follow some being and they give all your wealth off. No, 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 no. This is a concept of thought that is 35,000 years old. And someone says, oh my God, people weren't alive then. And you look at them and go, you didn't learn a lot, did you, about history and archaeology? And you tell that to people, they shut up, because you know what? They didn't. Here's what I want you to know. No one should be speaking about things they do not have absolute knowledge of. That my school and my beloved teachers, you know what? And my beloved coordinators, they found this place in Puebla. I think it's the most beautiful place we've ever been in Mexico. And you know, the next time we're here, can't you see all of your relatives up against the wall because that's how full it is? And we will be back. And so, the idea, you can say, you know what? I went to an event. It was really not, no, it's not New Age. That's just trash. I mean, I gave away my crystals and trashed my charts and it burned my white clothes, too much laundry. Gave up my diet. You know, I'm eating everything my body needs. I don't believe in any of those things that so are such a departure from a really a great mind. I went to an event where this teacher channeled through this middle-aged woman, absolutely taught us the most astonishing knowledge. But their teachers taught us how to do things that the local psychic couldn't do, but we learned to do. And I saw people do marvelous things there. It was just the beginning. When we don't even know when they refer to the advanced group what they're doing. But they're doing something really terrific. What we learned was, is to dispatch of the insignificance of ourself. And say that if God loves us, then indeed we must be significant after all. And we went through this and we saw the human do marvelous things. I myself, I saw other people do it. And the teaching was about how my brain works, how my body works, how I create reality. And at the end of that, I met my teacher, the teacher of the teachers. Whoa! I don't care. You have a 2,000-year-old savior. I have a 35,000-year-old liberator. And his message was, not worship me that I'm a sinner, but his worship was that God is within me and that I am in the human condition and that I create reality. And that I need to understand I am forgotten by myself, a great being capable of great and marvelous works. And the only law was that I had to make known the unknown, which explains my compunction with ideas and imagination and seeing things this and that, but never having the follow through in which to ever do them. I never knew that there was a certain discipline that had to be present to make the follow-through made manifest in the world. I never knew that. And I was surrounded by people who doubted my dreams, who doubted my importance and my contribution. I'm here to make known the unknown, as every human being is. And how great would we be if that was the tenet from God, instead of that you are a sinner, and come to church and worship me. That's old and lousy. We'll never do that again. I went to this event where I found God, and it was in me so sweet that the mystery was in me, that I could do wonderful things. And when I barked, I saw people do it. And I had to deal with my own failure, my own absence of participation. But had I done it, where would this reality have led me? That's what I went and learned. I have freed myself from the shackles of the past. I am no longer a sinner, and no one died for me. I forgot that was bad enough. I am now found. That is great. And it is on to the future. This is the teacher of the teachers. And have I shown my true self? I've shown my true self to Master Blue Body. Does my channel live in a strange world? Yes, she does. To know a lot of things and have to tolerate people who argue for what they know is a huge challenge, but one worthy of youth and beauty and a lifetime. She could come here and become disfigured and talk to you. I mean, we're talking about love that really transcends appearance. And that's what we all are when we become the God of our beings.